This episode is brought to you by CarterComics.com. It's your one-stop shop for all your comic needs, whether it be graded or raw. Carter Comics has got it all. All you gotta do is go to CarterComics.com, fill your cart up with all their amazing comics. Use the discount code FREAKNET, F-R-E-A-K-N-E-T. Save you 10% at checkout. Not only on their website, but also at their eBay account. And the link to eBay can be found on their homepage at CarterComics.com. Again, CarterComics.com is your one-stop shop for all comic needs.
It's time! It's time! It's JFW time!
Hi, guys, it's that time again, Sun in the Ring, with the greatest faction in podcast history, Just Freaking Wrestling, the JFW podcast, hosted by Travesty.
And I am the only general manager that matters at Rocket Pro Wrestling, Nubby the Amazing Turtle.
I bring the trains, I bring the pain, and I am not lame because I am your LIM champion, Pac-Man. And I bring the pain.
And the train.
And I did. That's why I said it.
Solid. Before we dive into anything, I just want to kind of talk real here for a minute. I wanted to do this on this freaking show. And I haven't been able to record a show with Joe yet. We will get one out this week. But our last episode, the one that we did, a couple Saturdays ago for WrestleMania and everything. I don't know where my mind was at. I wasn't sure what was going on after listening back to the show and just hearing the opener and all that shit. I realized that that was very, very shitty of me. And I'm not, again, I don't know what happened that Saturday. Honestly, I try to look back and I'm trying to think about the episode and I don't remember the episode at all. But listening to it, it sounded like dog shit. And for anyone who did listen to it, I do apologize for that. I want to apologize to you guys too, because after doing this, you know, between this freaking show and JFW for the 9 years that I've been doing it, I want to try to put content out there that people want to listen to and people enjoy listening to, and for it to be coherent. And for some reason, when I listen to that, I just don't know what the fuck that was. So I do apologize to you guys, and I apologize to Dizzle J when he listens to this. That wasn't it should have been a lot better, and I think that falls on me for the way it was. So I do want to apologize to you guys for that. At least I don't know what is wrong with me. I listened to this freaking show and it was just like, to me, it was the same fucking way. It wasn't the quality that I really want out of our podcast. So I want to apologize for that. That was on me, and I want to make sure that we, as a whole, have entertaining, high-quality podcasting, and in order to do that, I just have to be better. So, again, that's on me, and I apologize.
In the words of Kyle, do better.
Fuck Kyle. I said that first.
And in the words of PX, shit happens. We all have those off days and off podcasts, so we'll have a good one today.
I believe so. this is going to be kind of a blending of two, of both kind of JFWs and everything, because I do want to talk about WrestleMania and everything that happened. And obviously, we're going to talk about Rocket Pro Wrestling and ARW. We talked about it in the chat and all this other stuff. Apparently, I don't know if I got my Wrestle League scheduled dates wrong or whatever, but you did mention that Wrestle League, I guess, is looking for a new place to put shows on.
I know the Raven Room is closed, and that's all I know.
Okay.
So I don't know if that has anything to do with the schedule, but I did see there was a post about a month ago that the Raven's Room was closing.
Okay. Because I reached out to one of the Wrestle League guys to find out if, you know, because obviously I think last month I thought there was supposed to be a Wrestle League show, and I was wrong on that day too. So I don't know if, like, maybe I accidentally looked at the 2023 schedule or some shit, but for any of you who are out there who are listening, if you know anything about Wrestle League, reach out to us and let us know, because I do want to cover Wrestle League, because a lot of the guys who are in Wrestle League are Frontline, Rocket Pro, IPW, they're fucking everywhere. And I would like to promote the show that kind of got them into the business. So if you know anything about Wrestle League, reach out. I can do it myself, but why? So let me know. You know, send me a message, you know, reach out to us at Facebook at JFW Podcast, or you can email me at JFWPodcast@yahoo.com. But we are going to talk about Rocket Pro. We are going to talk about ARW, but I want to talk about WrestleMania first. Actually, the entire weekend was Stand and Deliver, the press conferences, the announcements, the releases, the returns, all that shit. First thing I want to talk about, I guess we kind of start from the back and work our way forward. Cody Rhodes finally finished the story.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, right. Buddy.
Nubby, let me start with you. Give me the favorite and least favorite parts of that main event for you.
Honestly, I don't think I have a least favorite. I thought the match itself was great. I mean, considering what they went through the night before, I was expecting dog shit at that point. But I think, if anything, maybe them not panning to the crowd when Seth Rollins came out as the Shield, maybe that was kind of a downfall. But at the same time, when Roman Reigns came in and fucking, you know, blasted him perfectly right out of the ring, that was fine, I guess.
Did anyone else think Dean Ambrose was going to show up for that moment?
For a split second.
Right?
I knew better. Someone that I was with did say Dean Ambrose. I'm like, no, come on, dude. No way. I just know better than that. I think my favorite part overall, I mean, the whole match was good. They told a great story. I guess that's just the main point. But I think it was cool. Even though people were expecting Austin to come out, I think Undertaker coming doing the thing was cool. The way he did it, just out of nowhere, and then taking The Rock with him, that was fucking cool.
Yeah, I think everyone was expecting Austin. I know a guy I work with, Ryan. I think he listens to the show. I don't know if he does or not. If he doesn't, fuck yourself. Actually, I can't say that because he did give me some. Nobody knows, but Pac-Man doesn't. I still got a surprise I got to reveal on the podcast. I'll do that next week. I'm not going to grab it right now.
Suspense.
Yeah.
I like that. We'll do that.
Or I could just show you when we're done recording. Like I said, I'm not going back and grabbing everything. But Ryan gave me some real cool wrestling memorabilia. So. He's a solid dude, and we get to talk about wrestling from time to time. He said that he read or heard that Austin was supposed to be there, but they couldn't come to an agreement on money. I don't really believe it, but yeah, I think Austin. I think when it came down to it, I think the one thing I liked least about it was the fact that it was Undertaker, not Austin. And it's not that I don't love the Undertaker. It's just that chokeslam was weak. Just wasn't a good fucking chokeslam, man. But I do love the fact that he did finish the story, and a lot of the guys who came out were like guys who were, you know, who fell to the hands of the Bloodline throughout the entire, you know, run and story and everything. It was pretty cool that they were all out there, and he was able to present his mom with the title, and the fact that Brandy was part of his entrance was fucking cool. I guess I just expected a little bit more a little bit earlier. Like I said, they just signed that new Samoan Dynasty guy, something Fatu.
Jacob Fatu.
Yes. I figured maybe he would have some point in it. Maybe a Nia Jax, like Rikishi. Like I expected more Samoan Dynasty to show up in this moment. Mm-hmm. I think Cena coming out and, you know, knocking Solo out was pretty fun, cool, and obviously the spot, you know, where Jay speared Jimmy off was awesome too. What about you, Pac-Man? Do you have a least favorite, and what was your favorite part of it?
I mean, I agree with the Undertaker thing, just because of all the people that came out, they all had those ties.
Yeah.
And as I've been thinking about this throughout the day today, it's like trying to sort of piece together why Undertaker would come out against Rock specifically. I mean, I kind of could see as far as Roman, because Roman did beat him at WrestleMania. And then Paul Heyman was in the corner of Brock when he beat the streak.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I could kind of see that as a revenge thing. But at the same time, if that was the intention, it wasn't necessarily presented in that way because he went after The Rock.
Yeah.
So if he went after Roman, okay, I could kind of see that if he started going after Paul, like having Paul run off, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah.
I think it was just a weird it was okay, but I don't think it was the best use of the Undertaker.
Yeah. Do you guys listen or watch the Pat McAfee show at all?
I was watching clips of it this like right before we got on.
Did you see the Miz one, or were you watching like the
Triple H one? I was just watching that one. I'm like right in the middle of it.
Yeah, because the only thing that makes sense, and I think Miz said in that interview, was like he loved the fact that it was the Undertaker because for the longest time the Undertaker was the locker room leader. So in his mind, it made sense for him to be there because he's leading the locker room against this new chairman Rock that we're getting. So I can see it if you look at it from that perspective. But when you look at the three matches that The Rock and Austin had at WrestleMania, mm-hmm. it made so much more sense for it to be Stone Cold Steve Austin. So, but it still was a cool moment. What did you have a favorite?
I mean, I think just having Seth coming out. I mean,
is it because it gave you the ability to make a TikTok?
Well, that wasn't me. That was Misty Sweeters.
Oh,
credit,
just
shout
credit
out to her.
For it?
Yeah. Well, I came up with the idea. She's the one has a better.
You made sure to mention that in the TikTok when you sent it to me. This is my idea.
It was a Missy P. I said it was a Missy PX joint. Yeah. Let's not twist facts here.
Shout out
to Missy, though. She's very creative with her TikToks.
I do
take action photos.
I do got to say you're wrong, though, because. Granted, I agree with the fact that, you know, all he did is come out, get punched in the face, and hit with a chair. But if you look at it, if Roman hit, you know, Cody with the chair instead of Seth.
Oh, yeah, he would have won. Yeah. No, and I mean, we posted that as more of a joke. But
it was funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
No one's going to bash you for it. It's a clever thing. But I like to point out your flaws and shit. Because I actually was listening
to
a shit ton of April 2023 podcast and shit where I talked about you guys a lot.
I hope you said nice things.
Yeah, sure was. Yeah, we were talking about how you whipped my ass in wave 3.
We're already past the it was a tie thing because it's established it was not.
You know, I will say though, I noticed something because, you know, when you sit here and you talk about it, like you look at like the evolution of people. I know this is kind of completely off topic, but you look at the constant evolution of people and how they advance, like, you know, a character or who they are throughout the years and everything. It's weird when I look at who you are now compared to who you were in 2023, because back then when I was, you know, just tearing you guys apart, fucking destroying you, you know, win after win after win after win. There was always this common thing where you would come in and, you know, the one thing you always hold over my head is like, you know, you guys are a group. You guys are a team. You guys are one. And then I think about it now and you're not that guy anymore.
What do you mean by that?
Well, okay. Back in 2023, back in the, even like maybe the summer and shit like that. Every time you talked about something, you talk about an accolade. It's always like, we did this. We won. You know, what's it called? A fucking Nova Award. Like, we did this, yeah. You know, we let Steve sit. We did this, you know, every time you would talk about some kind of success, you always made it about the LIM. But ever since December, you focus more on your individual accolade of pinning Damian Gray. Maybe it's just me. Maybe, not be if I'm wrong, make sure you correct me, but I think you focus more on the I achievements rather than the we achievements lately. And I'm just weirded out by that. And I hope that's not me. I hope it's not you being here on JFW changed your attitude in any way, because you're still a solid dude, you know, an idiot, but a solid fucking dude. But when you sit there, and I'm just sitting there, when I crushed you in wave three and you chose not to watch anything happening online or listening online, because we didn't have video back then, you were confident that, you know, Giggles and Gabagool were destroying me. And even when you came back from your sabbatical and you run through your front door with your goofy ass parody of We Are the Champions, it was all we. Even though you weren't part of it, you collectively, as LIM said, we are the champions because we beat Travesty, even though you weren't part of it whatsoever. But now that you went out and you fought Damian Gray and you had your match, even though your LIM buddies were there at your entrance and, you know, holding up side by side, proud of you, cheering you in the crowd, you don't talk about the Wii successes anymore. You only talk about the I success. And I find that weird.
I mean, I still believe 100%. It is 100% a group effort with LIM.
But you don't talk about the Wii anymore.
Well, we started a successful, a fairly decently viewed podcast over the past year.
Yeah.
We started.
You're the host of.
We started expanding our content a little bit, and instead of having all sorts of different videos, we put it together in one single vlog.
Yeah.
And those are some of our most popular videos. And that's a credit to everybody throwing their own ideas and just making LIM just a complete melting pot of humor, of match footage, of different skits, different ideas we want to do. I mean,
But 90% of those vlogs, it's you. It's you talking about your championship. It's talking about you sitting in the audience watching the show. Granted, Gabagool's there, but it's you and Gabagool. Double J's there, but it's you and Double J. It's always you. But even when the clips that you're not in are clips of you. Even when you're getting your ass handed to you by the idols. And Double J, or I think it might have been Nubby, was taking photos or video or maybe Danny. It was videos of you getting your ass kicked. So you look at the vlogs. Hey, it's great that they're LIM vlogs, but 90% of the vlogs are shit you are doing. You. That's that's what's weird, man. Like I said, I mean, I remember watching vlogs back in 2023 and collectively, like, there's so much, like, it's like you split the time in the videos between you and Gabagool, you and Double J. But these vlogs, if you go back and watch them, which I'm guessing maybe you do, it's 90% you sitting there with your title. And I don't think you ever put a vlog out where you didn't mention yourself as the LIM champion. Because it's all becoming more about you.
I have a solution to that. So, but the show, I do actually.
So you can admit that I'm not wrong. If you have a solution already, then what I'm saying makes sense.
I mean, I've never heard somebody explain it to me in that way.
Yeah.
But I think I do want to make it clear that the LIM isn't just about PX, that it's about the collective. So, LIM, if you are listening to this, here's the one thing that I am going to say. This will not be present this weekend at spring break. You will not see the LIM Beer Drinking Championship this weekend at spring break. It is going to be your guys' vlog. I'm going to be focusing on my interviewing, on my other responsibilities at Rocket Pro Wrestling.
On your responsibilities. So the reason you're allowing them to do the vlog only with them is because you don't have time to be in it.
I'm a busy guy. What can I say?
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Well, at least you allowed them to have their own vlog because you can't find time to be in it. Makes sense.
I mean
it's you're really busy.
It's a tricky transition right now that I'm in.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll get to it later, but you've been busy with certain people. But we'll get to that.
Oh, I know that's coming, and I do have a perfectly good explanation for that.
Oh, yeah, you did.
We'll talk about that.
You didn't explain it on the lip, so I hope you promised you'd explain it here.
I promised I would, and I'm a man of my word. I'm an Ackerman of my word. Get it? Because that's my last name. So I will explain it.
Solid.
And I'll do you one better. It's not on the floor. I almost put it on the floor, but I remembered. I know better now.
Yeah,
it's off to the side. It won't be seen at all.
I see it right now.
This podcast. Do you
see it right now? Yeah.
It's not going to be seen at all the rest of this podcast.
Okay. A couple other things that happened to WrestleMania. Drew McIntyre beat Seth Rollins for the championship, opening up night two. Damian.
Say it right.
Hold on. I got fucking Damian Saint stuck in my head. Fucking A.
Damian Priest cashed in. I think they said he held it for 10 months. Next Money in the Bank, I believe, is happening in May.
Believe so.
Which is weird because if you look, because I was trying to get all the pay-per-view shows put together on when Dizzle J and I would be recording. I think May and August, they have two pay-per-views in those nights. I think May is Money in the Bank, but I think it's also King and Queen of the Ring in Saudi Arabia. But he did cash in, he is a heavyweight champion. And I believe from the press conference, he is the first Puerto Rican champion since Pedro Morales. So congrats to him. That's awesome. Now Judgment Day has two titles. Let's go to Pac-Man.
That's me.
He has championship jealousies from time to time. What do you think Finn Balor's mindset is of being a former champion who hasn't held the title since he had to give it up 24 hours after winning it, being partners with a man who is currently a heavyweight champion?
I mean, let's think of it this way. We've seen it all throughout the history of professional wrestling. Mega Powers, for example. Yeah. Perfect example of that.
Yeah.
Eventually, Macho Man started getting a little more paranoid, not just about the title, but about Miss Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hogan carried Miss Elizabeth off, and Randy felt there was a lot more between them. I forgot, wasn't the phrase lust? You had lust in your eyes, or it was something to that effect.
Dude, those are still today my favorite promos ever fucking made. Those were fantastic fucking promos, both of them on both sides, because it gives you the
because it not only shows you like what they thought, but the way they cut the clip of like their of Hogan saying "I love Elizabeth," where you know all Macho shows is the part where he says "I love Elizabeth," but Hogan gets to show the extended part where it says, not in that way, though, you know, like a sister or whatever like that. Still today, those and then obviously Austin's King of the Ring promos are still my favorite promos in the business. 100%. Yeah, you're a close second, though, Pac-Man.
I'm an okay promo. I'm probably about a 5 out of 10.
You are an okay promo. You are 100% because you like to take the old way of doing promos and put them in, which is solid. You know, I prefer that. The Jake the Snake, Randy, you know, kind of promos. Fucking crushing it. And that's me being honest. I am. You when you get guys like you who put passion into the content you create, it's a rare fucking thing. So, and I'm being real about that. I'm not, you know, fucking getting this ready to fucking shut you down and call you an idiot. I'm not doing that. You put a lot of passion into the content you do. A little bit selfish lately, but you do it, which is awesome.
I appreciate that.
You know, when you sit there and you watch the promos you do. So, now you didn't do better than Nani that one time, but beyond that, you fucking did good. When you're awake, well rested, ready to go, fucking crush it. But anyways, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
So eventually, I mean, even though like Macho Man and Hogan were obviously team, never won the WWF Tag Team Championships, but eventually, because Randy had the title, he started to get a little more protective, not just of Elizabeth, but of his title. So I could see it, maybe not right now. Maybe right now Judgment Day is celebrating, but I think eventually it's going to get to a point where maybe Finn is going to have a little bit of lust in his eyes. See, little callback there for the title.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that how we got WrestleMania 3, Hogan versus Andre? Because yeah. Andre was never really champion, and he was jealous of the fact that Hogan was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that with, you know, us being in the Triple H era, the Paul Levesque era, whatever you want to call it, that Balor gets that opportunity again. Because I do believe it was probably Vince who really didn't give him that shot afterwards. And yeah, maybe down the line, I think, because eventually every faction breaks apart. Every faction has to be done. And I think everyone was always focusing on Rhea being the reason they break. But I think now they can really focus on this Damian Priest, Finn Balor split to where eventually down the line, maybe you get a tag team of JD and Balor versus, you know, Dirty Dom and Damian Priest. And then Rhea obviously being like, you know, the third member of the original Judgment Day between Finn, Damian, and her, you know, she's caught in the middle of it. Does she go with her Latino heat or, you know, whatever? His cash in was fantastic. I think they played off well the issues between Damian and CM Punk. I don't know if if they implied the fact that Punk is healed. Because he took the brace off and all this shit, I don't know. But that was pretty cool. So, you know, obviously I think until Punk is fully healed, you're probably going to see probably some Damian Drew shit. You know, who knows what's going on with Seth. There's rumors of him being injured and him maybe being gone for a minute, which I don't blame him. You know, when he says workhorse title, he meant it. A lot of women... big women moments happen between not only both nights of WrestleMania, but Stand and Deliver. Rock's daughter, Ava, you know, being the general manager of NXT, announced that they're going to have a women's North American title. So NXT will have a second single women's title in NXT. Perez won the championship. It was a fantastic match. And they did a solid job. There was a 6-woman tag on NXT Stand Delivered. That was incredible. I think the 6-woman tag in WrestleMania was even better. Jade Cargo, I think, had a pretty good debut and match, you know, outside of the Rumble. Both women's championship matches were fantastic with Rhea and Becky opening up night one. And then obviously Bayley gained her retribution on Io. I didn't think that was going to happen. Unfortunately, that was the reason I lost night two, but it's fine. I think the moment is well worth losing the point. Seth lost his title. Io lost her title. Roman lost his title. Ilya retained and... Rhea retained. So all in all 3 nights were incredible. All 2 nights, 3 shows were incredible. Nubby, what was you out of the 3? Did you get a chance to watch Stand Deliver at all?
No.
Okay. So out of both nights, what was your favorite match?
I'd say Bailey.
Bailey win.
And Io, because they told a great story, and there was a lot of emotion with that. And with Bailey, you know, transitioning, I guess, back into babyface, it's setting the tone now. And I'm really interested, like, to see what new stuff is coming up under the Triple H era.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. What about you, Pac-Man? Out of whatever shows you did watch, what was your favorite match?
Favorite match? I would say Melina versus Alicia Fox. No, just kidding. I think the tag match night one of WrestleMania between Rock and Roman versus Seth and Cody. I mean, the Bloodline rules, that's a close second.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, what made me most invested. I think that was the match I was most invested in, especially because, you know, you see final level. You get to see The Rock wrestle in 2024.
You almost had final level.
I almost did, but I did not.
Oh, yeah. No, hold on. Finish what you're saying, because I'm going to complain about something you did that you bitched to me about, and then I'll give you my answer. So go ahead. Sorry.
And then least favorite match, I'm going to say Jimmy and Jay.
Didn't live up to
that. No,
they didn't.
No.
No. I mean, it was just a super kick spam. That's all it was.
Yeah.
It's I could have dealt with the super kick stuff. I hate it when the Young Bucks do it all the fucking time. But the entire match didn't make any sense.
No.
I feel like they could have done a lot more.
Yeah. My favorite match. Gunther and Sami Zayn. I think that match was fucking incredible. Sami ending, which I think if I read it right, like Gunther ended on 666 days.
Yep. That's what they're saying.
So pretty messed up, but it's okay. Sami winning was fantastic. That that brain buster on the turnbuckle.
That looked great.
Scared the fuck out of me. And I'm going to have to go back and double check, which means I'm going to have to go back and listen to the most recent LIM podcast, because I'm pretty sure every single one of you fuckers said Gunther and not Gunther.
It's been switched around.
No, because you gave me shit when I said Gunther.
Well, it is Gunther.
But you said Gunther in your fucking show. So when I talk about it on my podcast, I can't say Gunther because I'm saying it wrong. But you could go over to the LAM podcast, and, well, as long as Maximus and Chet are saying Gunther, you'll just go along with it.
I mean, we've addressed our collective successes, and I guess maybe I have to address our collective failures.
Mm-hmm.
And this might be something we... See, we fucked up on.
Titles are split. Miz and Truth won the Raw tag titles. What they call themselves, eight town down under or whatever, or SmackDown tag team champions.
Oh, so thanks a lot, Pac-Man. I gotta yell at you for this one. Because up until that tag match, that ladder match, I didn't know they were splitting the titles. And when I listened to the lip today, you mentioned it, that they were doing it.
Yeah.
I could have got another point because we could have made a deal saying we could have had an extra team to win, and I would have picked Awesome Truth. Thanks, Pac-Man.
Damn.
I probably still would have gone. DIY, I thought for sure was going to win. I don't know if I would have gone with A-Town Down Under, though. I probably would have ended up picking somebody else. Probably, I might have gone Awesome Truth. No, who the fuck was your team that I'm missing?
So there's DIY
Judgment Day, A-Town
Down Under,
Miz Awesome and Truth.
Oh shit, what's the other one?
Catch the Crew.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I probably would have gone with Bates and. Mm-hmm. And well, not Butch anymore, whatever his fucking name is. But at the end of the day, Pac-Man, you won night one. I won Stand Deliver, and then you two, along with Dizzle J, tied three-way tie for night two. So I guess as it stands right now, you and I are tied at 4 points. I believe Dizzle J has 2 and Nubby has 1. So yeah.
But we still got points, Nubby.
You did.
I'm finally on the board.
Finally on the board, bro. Yeah, at least if Io would have just fucking won, then I would have won the fucking night. But it's fine. Like I said, the way the match, I didn't expect the match to be the way it did, but it turned out fucking great. All in all, WrestleMania was awesome. Hall of Fame was fantastic. I love the fact that Rotunda was able to have that moment for Bray Wyatt. Paul Heyman, fantastic fucking.
Loved his speech. It's like really, really neck and neck with that speech and Undertaker's speech from a couple of years ago for me as greatest Hall of Fame speeches of all time.
Yeah. And I know Nubby kind of mentioned this, like it's kind of weird that the headliner went first. The time he took makes a lot of sense on why. The rest of, I mean, obviously, congratulations to everyone else who got inducted, but the rest of them, the rest of the speeches and stuff were after Paul Heyman, which is very lackluster. But ceremony was was awesome. That was really cool. I watched both countdowns on both nights, Hall of Fame, SmackDown. Congratulations. Who won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
Bronson Reed.
Bronson Reed. Yes. Bronson Reed won the Andre the Giant. Congratulations to him as well. And I watched the Slammies, and that was a clusterfuck in itself too. Like, I honestly thought it, like, fucking like Pac-Man was producing the fucking Lemmies as I was watching this shit, because I'm saying, like, this reminds.
Now I understand your message in the group chat.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like they're trying to get this shit across, and it's just not working out. It was just weird, uncomfortable, awkward. This is why I imagine the live which. Again, I don't think you could technically call it a live podcast, but what you're going to do at
Access May the 4th.
Yeah, because it's technically an on-location podcast. It's not, yes, like you're actually airing it live. So.
Right.
But I'm not going to fucking, you know, tear you apart like you did with me and seeing Gunther and shit, because, you know, whatever.
But just know we have some fun stuff planned for that. And, you know, it's funny you do bring up.
Are you doing the whole show? Are you doing the whole Access? Just a segment of it.
I believe we're doing, like, basically what Power Hour did last year. That's how it's been presented to us.
So a segment.
Yeah.
Because they weren't on the entire time. As far as I remember, they weren't.
They had like a whole hour, and that's pretty much how much time we're being given.
Oh, so the shortest Power Hour ever at an hour.
Basically. Such. But since you mentioned Fan Access. Yeah. Did you watch the last episode of the Lovely Intoxicated vlog?
I did 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, I know it's been a bit.
I think I watched it twice because obviously I don't retain things the first time around. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, I do remember watching it, yeah.
So this is going to be a little hard to hear. So I don't know if you heard this part, but I just felt it was worth bringing to your attention since I wasn't on the day after we dropped this show. So, okay. Give me 1 second. I'm going to fire this up.
Hey, you know who does pay attention? Tom and Kyle over at Fourth Mother Box. They pay real close. They do pay real close. Yeah. There's a difference between them. They're not being considered for a line. We might have to talk about May Gabagool.
Hey, well, you know what? May, Travis, if you want in, bring a couple old styles.
Yeah.
Did you get all of that?
Oh, was that No, I didn't hear what you were saying, but I remember that part now. Obviously, I heard the Fourth Mother Box thing and old styles. But you guys mentioned something about being inducted, right?
Yes, so we wanted to know.
No, I'm good.
Okay. What? We went to that trouble to film you unsolicited to make that offer.
Yeah.
What did we do wrong?
Well, first off, you said
our collective failure.
First off, you said in order for me to do it, I need to bring you old styles.
I don't recall
anyone else having to bring you anything to be brought into it. Secondly, this was something I asked you about months ago, and the only reason it was brought up is because that's what's weird too. Because unless your fellow LIM members don't listen to the JFW podcast, it didn't sound like Gabagool knew I wanted to be a member until that very moment, which was what, 3 weeks ago. So the fact that I've been bringing this up for months clearly shows that nobody knew I brought it up.
First of all, to your first point, what was your first point again?
Nobody had to bring you anything in order to be inducted into the LIM.
Okay, so here's what I say.
The only reason nobody got fucking inducted was out of spite.
Now listen to this. Here we go.
No offense to you.
I have a perfect explanation for this. Gabagool is second in command. I outrank him. There is no payment, toll, or fee, or beer contribution associated with LIM membership. So just ignore the Italian man on the stage in Kankakee.
Okay.
To your second point.
I mean, the one where I brought this up months ago and we voted just now.
We voted on.
Did you vote?
November.
Oh yeah.
I just wanted to draw it out.
Where's the video of that?
We don't record our meetings, but we did actually vote on it. That is real.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's funny because on your last show, the last Lovely Intoxicated podcast, you extended an offer to Captain Dave to be on, to be a member of the Lovely Intoxicated Men.
We voted on that in our Girthy March meeting, so, which was 2 hours long.
Okay. So why wasn't my offer mentioned on the Lovely Intoxicated podcast?
We wanted to wait to put you on the biggest stage possible.
It's very hard to come up with a lie right on the spot, isn't it?
No, that was the truth.
Oh, yeah, was it?
We were saving it. We were saving it.
We wanted to wait for the biggest stage. Good job ripping off WrestleMania, by the way. I'm glad you filled that lie with some WrestleMania fucking shit.
Hey, in my defense, I've been watching nothing but WWE for the past 2 days.
Gotcha, but you already knew about this from, you know, November, though.
I have another little thing that I want to throw your way as you're considering this.
Just out of curiosity. So you said you collectively made a vote in November.
Put me
in the LIM. And yep. It was unanimous? Everyone agreed?
Everyone agreed.
Cool. Call Gabagool right now on your phone.
I don't know if he's going to pick up.
Let's find out.
Very, very tough man to reach.
Let's find out.
Give me 1 second. Let's see if he's going to pick up.
I'm going to ask him if you guys had this vote in November. Don't you text him anything. Don't text him anything like, hey, whatever Travis asks, you say yes to. I want to hear. I want to catch you in this fucking lie so fucking quick.
No, it is true. We did have a vote.
Yeah.
It was November.
I don't fucking believe you.
He's not going to pick up.
A real friend would. He knows you record Monday night, so he knows it's important.
He's with Baby LaGreca.
I don't give a fuck about that stupid baby.
Call has been
forwarded.
Oh, yeah.
Nope, hang up before his fucking number starts popping up.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Don't want to dox Gabagool.
Anyways, okay, you know what? I interrupted you. Go ahead and ask. I want to see what you're going to say.
Travis T.
Yes.
At Rocket Pro Wrestling Fan Access.
Ooh.
Will you put your hand on the chat head?
No.
And be inducted into the Lovely Intoxicated Men?
No. I will not. What the fuck is that? What the fuck was that? Have we had that the whole time? You know what? When's Fan Access? At the end of May?
May 4th from 2 to 4.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Give me until then to make a decision, because okay. I've also extended an offer out to the Idolizers, and I'm waiting to hear back from them.
Oh, God.
So, we'll see who really wants Travis to the most, because you've waited 5 months to offer me this opportunity, and I just don't believe you.
So, I'm just going to point this out there. Do you really want to be with Nani?
Who?
You know, whoever that is. Do you really want to be with someone you don't know? How about being with the... What's the phrase about the person you know versus the person you don't know?
The devil?
The devil you know versus the devil you don't know. Because you don't know Nani, because every time we bring her up, you say, who is that? But you see me and you're like, shut the fuck up, Pat.
I'm still waiting for someone to tell me who this fucking lady is. But it seems to me that the Idolizers don't have a leader, and maybe they just fucking need one. And let's be honest, I'm a huge fan of Grease and Happy Days, so I'm not saying I'm not a Damian Gray guy.
I ate Shroop waffles with him.
You did. I appreciate, and nothing else.
I
appreciate the offer, Pac-Man. It just feels like you've had 5 months
to extend this offer.
Long-term booking, brother. Long-term booking.
That's not how that works at all.
To be fair, it took him a year to get a rep.
So. Took him a year to do what?
To do a rep.
That's true.
I had other occupying factors named the idols, in my defense.
Gotcha. Oh, shit! That's fantastic. God, that's fucking beautiful. So what
the fuck is that? Is that something that you just got, or has that been around this whole time?
So from Walking Dead, that's Simon, otherwise known as Trevor from GTA.
Oh, okay. And
that's a line he says before he kills a bunch of people.
So. Gotcha. That's fantastic. I'm glad that exists now. That's fucking perfect.
I don't know, Pac-Man. I don't want to fucking be paraded in front of a bunch of people and put my hand on some stupid idiot's fucking face. And
well, you're gonna have to. You would have to protect the good name of Chet Gunderson. That's part of the oath.
Clearly, I haven't done that.
Yeah, you guys have a lot of rules I just really don't agree with. One being, you know, protecting the good name of Chet Gunderson.
It is the key tenet of everything that we do.
I thought drinking beer was the key tenet of everything you do.
That is one of the two key tenets of everything we do.
Yeah.
Gotcha. In no particular order.
Gotcha. I mean, I'm torn. I mean, I want to do it just because Santino isn't, and that would make me feel really good about myself. So, yeah, let me stew on it, and I'll let you know that it is a very appreciative offer. Don't get me wrong, I do appreciate the offer, even though it seems kind of random and out of sorts. And the fact that there is no document of the vote happening, but there's obviously documentation of me having to bring you beer in order to fucking get in.
So, I clarified. I have veto authority over Tony Gabagool with that.
Yeah, but until he tells me that he didn't really mean it, it sounds like he meant it, and I thought me and Tony were cool, but I don't know.
I mean, he still hasn't called me back, so.
Yeah, when do I get a title shot once I get in?
That's something we can discuss.
Alright, I wouldn't mind having
a title shot. I am a fighting champion. I would show you the belt, but I said it's not going to be seen at all. Right, I'm an after man of my word.
I wouldn't mind having a title shot at fucking, what's it, Spring Break? Or Route on 66, right?
Kicks on 66. Kicks on 66,
yeah, whatever. Route on 66. I wouldn't mind
having a title shot at Kicks on 66, man. I mean,
I'll have to see if my backstage schedule allows, but I did make a rule that because of my new backstage role, we can now do LIM title defenses at other shows, other wrestling-related things. So that's okay, not out of the realm of possibility.
I'll do it at karaoke on a random fucking Saturday, bro.
We've done it at IPW.
I'll do it at a random bar.
We did it Saturday. At Super Wrestlers.
I need a designated driver because I'll fuck your world up. I said it once, and I'll say it again. You guys can't outdrink me. You just can't. You guys are not capable of holding your booze. Not one of you. And it's embarrassing.
Travis, I'll give you this. I watched you drink one day at Steam Hollow, and I said to myself, damn, that guy is a fantastic world-class drinker.
That's right.
But I have the gold that shows that I'm also a world-class drinker. And it's gold that you wish you could have.
Is it gold?
It's about 160 ounces of plastic.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But at the same time, I'm willing to put my LIM title on the line if you join the LIM.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty embarrassing when
But I don't know if you can beat me because little do you know, I have been training the old liver. And the old liver that I have, and when you see how much power that I have, it'll make you quiver, Daddy. I don't know why I went Disco Ray there, but
let me tell you, soft serve son of a bitch. You haven't lived the life I live. I don't drink for joy. I drink to fucking escape. I will own you.
Anyways, nothing more about WrestleMania. I think we're good on that. I'm looking forward to Backlash in France. I'm excited for that. Weird, though, is as I looked up the venue that they're putting the show on, and it has a capacity of 16,000 people. You would think they'd go to a bigger venue if you're going to France. So, but
well, they did try to go to a bigger venue, but the owners surrendered. So. Or so the Germans would have you believe.
Let's start with ARW. let's start with ARW. Nubby, what's the match card looking like?
Yeah, so ARW, just in case, you know, when Rocket Pro ends and you want to go to another wrestling show, or if you claim to have a girlfriend that lives in Lake Station and go to that show, ARW has a show.
What is that? Who claims to have a girlfriend? What?
Want to take that one, Pac-Man?
Is it Giggles?
I ain't touching this one with a million football. He's married.
Oh. It's Indiana, so, I mean, it still stands as a good, valid question. It's not Chet, is it?
No.
Okay, yeah.
But you're close.
I'd call bullshit on that one.
You're close.
Is it Santino?
Yep.
Santino's going to ARW because he has a girlfriend in fucking Lake Station?
Well, we don't know if he's going to ARW. He claims he wants to go because his girlfriend goes to ARW.
I never once heard anything about this girlfriend. I don't mean we're not friends on Facebook anymore because I had deleted it. So me and fucking Pac-Man didn't have 69 friends together. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know?
Has he posted about this girlfriend?
Yes.
Yes.
Somebody send me a picture in chat. I gotta see if this person's real or a girl. So, just curious.
Or a friend.
Yeah, not that there's anything wrong with it, but come on now.
Yeah. Anyways. So,
ARW. You know, hold on a second, real quick. Speaking just because we're mentioning fans. Nothing else other than the fact we're mentioning fans. I do want to extend thoughts and prayers out to Neeser. I haven't seen an update, but last I heard he was in the hospital dealing with some shit. So I haven't really been on Facebook the last few days and stuff like that, so I'm not sure the status of Neeser right now, but thoughts and prayers go out to him from JFW. Hopefully he's doing better than he was a few days ago. So anyways, okay, just wanted to do that. I meant to do that earlier, but
can't catch a break, man. Come on.
Yeah. It's weird because when I went on the social media and I saw that post, I honestly thought it was just an old post from the previous time because right. He was just in the hospital like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and he was fine at Mr. Bill.
Yeah, so
he was in great spirits at Mr. Bill.
Yeah, the one thing that bugs me, and I know I give Neeser a lot of shit for it, and I really shouldn't, but because I mean obviously I live with the same problems he does, is it's the ambitions and the hopes of losing weight and getting in shape and everything. And every time I see him, he talks about it, and I know every time I see him, he's like, I want to have a match with so-and-so, and, you know, I'm working on this, and I always call him out on the bullshit, like, well, are you really done drinking shit, and blah, 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 and I know that his weight is a big factor in the issues that he has, and I'm hoping that if anything comes out of this, once he's better, once he's out of the hospital, it is a true wake-up call that he does get better. I know I saw a post that somebody put that he has already been down 50 pounds from the last time, and I'm hoping that's a healthy 50-pound weight loss and not, like, from an illness in any way. Mm-hmm. And I hope that he keeps progressing because he – even as fans and honestly thinking about it and in reality, I know I said a lot of shitty things – again, about the LIM, you know, most of it's true. Some of it's a little exaggerated, but fans are important in this business. And I don't think there's any SCW fan that's more important than fucking Neeser. He does become a headache once in a while. I will be honest about that. He gets a little bit too into it. Honestly, if anyone was an LIM member, it's that fucking guy, because you guys remind me so much of each other based on your fandom and how invested you get in the shows. So I do want to see Neisser in more SCW shows, and I want to see him get better and better every time I see him. And I pray that that fucking happens. And I know I'm not the only one here. I know I'm just the only one talking because, you know, that's how my fucking show works. My show. But I do hope he gets better. Like I said, I don't know the status of Neisser. I'm not sure where he's at this moment, but hopefully it's better. So I do hope it is. And hopefully the next time we talk about him, it's in a positive light and he's home and, you know, working on being a better him for the future. And, you know, who knows, maybe one day me, Neisser, and Turtle will team up and take on punitive damages together.
That'd be a solid matchup.
Yeah, Pac-Man can ref.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, I don't want to feel
I can't kick as high as Nubby, but I will find a way to make it work.
Dude, okay.
I mean, it was a year ago, but I can't forget it out of my head. It was incredible.
It didn't have to be a year ago. You just have to go back and look at the recent video that Fourth Mother Box made of fucking Turtle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that, your birthday message. Oh, speaking of, Gabagool just called me. Do you want me to give him a call?
Yeah, give him a call. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I swear to God, dude, if you text him fucking anything trying to give him a heads up, I will fucking burn you to the ground.
Gabagool over here. How you doing?
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? Gabagool.
Okay. Hold on. You stop right now. First of all, I know he can't hear me right now.
Can you? Oh, wait. No, you can't hear Travis. Give me a second.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Gabagool, first off, it's awesome the phone says Justin, so way to fourth wall that shit.
Fix it. All right, here we go.
So here's the thing. Gabagool, first off, clearly you know that he's recording the podcast right now, correct?
Yes.
And you know that because he texted you ahead of time, right?
You know what that means.
Don't fucking lie to me. Okay. I'm going to trust that you're going to be honest with me, right, Tones?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because I put a lot of faith in you being my favorite fucking LIM member.
Oh, I appreciate that. You're my favorite JFW member.
Oh!
Thanks, man. Did you vote collectively as LIM to put me into the LIM?
To cancel the LIM?
No!
No,
to vote Travis T into the LIM. To vote
Travis T into the LIM.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
We've always had a spot for you.
When did that vote happen? How long ago?
Oh, I don't know. It's a few old styles ago.
So, like, back in, like, February?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah, because Pac-Man said earlier that you guys had a vote in February.
No, I said November.
Oh, okay. Well, he said it was February.
No, you're saying it's February. You're twisting my words here.
Oh, no, I was lying to him to see what he would tell me.
Somewhere. I could find a receipt.
Yeah.
No, we did vote. But this is something we've been talking about for a long time.
I would hope so, because I brought this up months ago, and I have not heard anything about it. And I, in fact, even went to the possibility of joining the Idolizers.
You don't want to do that, man.
I mean, I don't know. I've had a conversation with the Idolizers about being a member there a lot sooner than I have about being a member of LIM. Well, so no, it really comes down to who really wants me the most.
All one members of that group.
Yeah, you know, if I join, I'll fucking just start adding people. What is I got the Travis team up to fucking 18 people in one night. It was fantastic.
Well, listen, man, I got cold old styles. I don't know what they got over there. All right. Well, I know what they got over there. They got a bunch of whining little crybabies. And, hey, if that's what you want to hang out with, that's fine. But we got a seat at the table for you.
Dude, I have Pac-Man on my show every fucking Monday. You think that's any different?
Listen, Travis, I got a stool at the bar for you. I like that even better.
Is it a sturdy one?
Yeah.
You didn't find it in the toilet, right, Gabagool?
No. That's
all right. Well, let me ask you this too, because
storage apparatus. All right, we don't talk about that no more.
Let me ask.
I'm having kept up with things.
Hey, let me ask you this, Gabagool, because I got a couple more questions for you before I let you go and get back to my fucking life here. One of the things that was mentioned was you said at the Mr. Bill Classic I could join the LIM if I bring Old Style. Now, why am I the only person that has a fee to join the crew?
I haven't heard nothing about that.
You were the one that said it.
Yeah, you're the one that said it.
I said it. What did I say?
You said if you want to join us in May, bring a couple Old Styles.
Oh, yeah, sure. I did say that. Sure. I'm a poor historian, all right?
Okay, now, second thing.
Pac-Man did a rock bottom.
Yeah, well, Pac-Man did say because he's your only second in command to his first in command, he could veto any decision you make. Pac-Man gave me a title opportunity if I join in May. You okay with me having a title opportunity before you?
All right, that's fucking bullshit, Pac-Man.
I mean, I know you can't challenge for it anymore, but rules are rules. Danny did beat you in March.
You know, you could take your fake belt, all right, and shove it up your idolizer. I had enough of talking to you.
Well, here.
Go back to watching Mulan, all right?
Did he just say Mulana? Is he watching two Disney movies at the same time?
I guess so.
It's Disney, all right? Or Moana, whatever her name is.
I thought you said Mulan.
I'm pretty sure I heard Mulana.
Melania Trump or something. I don't know. It's a Disney princess.
Right? Like some princess is, you know, traveling across the ocean to fight the Huns. Solid.
Yes, and the final boss is in it, if you could believe that.
Well, I just want to let you know that me joining in May gives me a title opportunity in May, just so you know.
Well, we'll see about that. I'm having second thoughts about you joining.
I mean, it was already offered to me, so if I say yes, it's a done deal. When recording a podcast, it's all
documented.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
And according to Pac-Man, the title will not be on the line in April, so that means the very next title shot will be Travesty versus Pac-Man for the LIM championship.
Actually, it'll be me and Danny first, and then you went face the winner of me and Danny.
Oh, there we go. See, I'm Danny then me.
I could drink you guys under the table, over the table, on top of the table, to the side of the table. All right,
the head of the table.
I don't get no respect around here no more.
Well, you enjoy your wine coolers, buddy. I'm going to go drink like a real man.
Wine coolers? What do you think this is?
You Bay Breeze bitch.
All right. I don't even know. I don't know. I got nothing.
All right, man. You go back to watching fucking Mulana with your kid, man. I'll talk to you later. And hey, you know what? Trust me, when I become champion,
you, my friends, can take it easy, all right?
When I become champion in May, I'll give you the first title shot.
Yeah, that's more than Pac-Man's ever given me. So you know what? You can join again. You're allowed to join again. All right.
That would have to come to a vote if Gabagool could get another shot at the belt.
It'll be fine. But yeah, no, it's fine. Trust me, Gabagool will be okay.
Don't worry about it, Pac-Man. I got a lot of friends in the LIM.
There we go.
A lot more than you.
I think you all have
the same. We all are all friends in the LIM.
Okay. Let Gabagool go. We got to get back to ARW. All right.
Leave the room. Get back to your podcast.
All right.
Listen, if you don't listen to JFW, you can go fuck yourself.
That's right. That's coming from the three Bs. I'm going to tell you right now, if the title of this episode isn't Bay Breeze Bitch, I don't know what it's going to be. All right, Nubby, ARW is this Saturday. Santino might be there.
He might be there. Or no, because someone has to drive him. I don't think anyone's going to drive him out to Lake Station. So.
Nah, probably not.
He'll be hanging out at Rocket Pro and then going home.
Maybe Nick Diamond could pick him up. I'm sure, you know, he'll fucking be over at his house with his aunt anyways.
Treated.
So, that. See how many layers that fucking joke had? It was solid.
It was like Shrek, bro.
Yeah. The first one, not those two bullshit sequels. Ugh.
Second one was good. The third one was
No. It trickled down to horribleness. Yes, two was better than three, but none of them beat one. ARW, Nubby.
So ARW has a show later in the night. on Saturday, April 13th, at the American Legion Post, 118-99 Central Avenue in Lake Station, Indiana. Doors open at 6 p.m., bell time 7 p.m., general admission tickets are $15.
What was the name of the show again?
I think I missed that part.
I don't think I threw it. I think I skipped over it. Oh. Do or Die.
Do or Die. Okay, gotcha. Perfect.
All right, so just announced a few minutes ago, there is going to be a tag tournament starting to determine number one contender. One match in the bracket, which will be taking place this Saturday. The next one, I assume, will take place next month. It will be Deathwish taking on the Irish Mob. And then in the Deathwish taking on Irish Mob.
Okay, Irish Mob sounds new to me. Are they?
They've been around a bit.
But have we ever talked about them?
That
is not coming to mind. Okay.
Angus McDuff.
Oh yeah, fucking A. Angus, God. Mm.
And his tag partner, who I am blanking on the name at this point, which I should probably remember because I see him every once in a while, but I'm just like you. I don't remember names anymore.
It's really hard, especially when honestly, you have more of an excuse than I do because you meet so many people at all these shows you go to. You know, it's hard to keep everyone, you know, in checking. I mean, who isn't Irish anymore, you know?
And you just you're not around people enough because you hate people.
So. I can't stand fucking people.
And then I'm sure it's going to take place next month. It'll be BLW and Max Sinister taking on the Match Brothers. So the winner of these two matches will face each other, and the winner of that will be number one contender for the Tag Team Championship down the road. All right. We have, speaking of the Tag Team Champions, we have the family, J.C. Manson and Mike Morris, taking on Jake O'Neill and Danger Mask. That's quite a tag team right there. Then we have, speaking of the family again, Muggsy James, who is the new Indiana State champion, be defending his championship against Max Sinister.
You know, it's weird because you would think that Evans would try to invoke like a rematch clause or kind of something, you know? Mm-hmm. I know that really doesn't happen nowadays, but I think if anyone would, it'd be a workhorse.
Yeah. Because workhorses suck.
But I do know that Muggsy has a lot of respect for Max, and I'm a huge fan of Max, obviously. You know, him being my best friend, you know, 3-time longest reigning SCW champion, no. Max Holiday.
No. Well, okay, there you go. So
Max Holiday.
Clearly he's having like an out-of-body moment in this whole new Max Sinister run, both in ARW and once in a while in RPW when, you know, the three rings are there. But I guess no matter what version of Max it is, you always got to go for Max Holiday. I mean, I love Muggsy. Awesome dude. But I don't know if he's on Max Sinister level yet.
Well, as far as I know, this is technically father versus son, according to Muggsy. So.
Sure. Was he fucking LIM in the fucking wrestling business?
But you know, Fletch Harris is my dad.
Hey, is the fucking photo you sent earlier with your son? Was that fucking Eclipse, the great grandson of C-Red?
It wasn't. The funny thing is, I actually got to enjoy that with Kyle, who you might know from Fourth Mother Box.
I don't know if anyone's ever used the words enjoy and Kyle in the same sentence ever.
Said nobody ever.
We shared glasses.
Damn. Make sure you check out the Fourth Mother Box now, Power Freak Nest Studios, where he hosts the podcast. Yeah.
Now, did he sit on your lap?
He did not. I know I look like Santa, but I think he could tell that he was able to tell the difference.
Because usually he's the chick of the relationship. That's why I asked.
I'm not saying Kyle's short, but dude needs to be picked up to be able to see the sky. So.
You know what? I did have to put him on my shoulders.
I see that. Yeah.
Like it was like good. it was like the book Freak the Mighty. Man, I don't know if you guys know that book. Right. But he was really tall, and Kyle, you know, was the other guy and put Kyle on his shoulders.
Mm. He has to wear lifts on his shoes when he goes to Disney. So.
Only reason I know that is Cody Rhodes read that to me from cover to cover, and I will say he did finish the story.
Solid.
Do you know Kyle was in a movie? One of our childhood one of my favorite childhood movies. He played the cowboy in Indian in the Cupboard.
I was going to say Wizard of Oz is one of the Lollipop Guild.
No, he didn't meet the height requirements for that.
Oh man, that's like a roller coaster to be a munchkin.
Yeah. I think he was also one of the extras in Night at the Museum. One of the other, again, cowboys. He really likes playing small cowboys. It's nutty.
Hmm.
Yeah, he really has a niche for cowboy figurine, too.
I mean, he does do commercials as a cowboy, so.
That's true.
Again, Fourth Mother Box, thank you for being a part of Freaknet Studios. Catch him wherever you listen to the podcast.
But yeah, that was my son. Now that makes C-Rad a great grandfather. And
to flesh. The son.
Yeah, my son.
A great grandfather to a son.
Yeah, my son.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just glad that your son survived the battle with Icarus.
Yeah, I mean, it was rough, and I was really worried about him, but I knew at the end of the day, I mean, like, I got managing experience, so I was helping him out, and he came out real, real strong. I mean, he just spit beer in Icarus's face. Maybe that was one of those solar flares. Either way, I'm very proud of him.
Well, he doesn't have a flare for it.
Yeah, his favorite wrestler, funny enough, Dusty Rhodes.
Oh.
Nice. Oh, you think I was going somebody else?
A.R.W. Nubby.
In a singles matchup, we have Kazile of the Cult Classic taking on Brendan Balling. Speaking of douchebags, Donovan Marcellus taking on Josh Moon, who is also part of Cult Classic.
You guys ever make up from the Facebook incident, or is he still trying to be better than everyone by being less?
Exactly.
Yeah.
He put out a recent promo, or not a promo, a Facebook post, just boring the shit out of us.
I guess it comes to a point, like, is it really me? Because it seems like every time ARW gets somebody new, they're just fucking, they're just a piece of shit. I mean, at first it was fucking Judas, and now it's this kid. And this kid is so not rememberable, because I don't remember his name now.
And I just told you.
You literally just told me. That's how forgettable this kid is. Donovan? Marcellus?
Marcellus, formerly Ruiz.
Okay, so Donovan Marcellus, whatever. So he's just like fucking J.R. Lindsay. He's like, I'm just going to change my name every once in a while and try to be more relevant. And, I mean, let's be honest, the only thing that got fucking, you know, J.R. Lindsay over is the fact that, you know, he lost to his fucking ex-girlfriend and he kidnapped a dog. But even now, he's memorable. Now people know who he is, you know? And the one thing he was known for, the fucking Russell Shuffle, he failed at that against fucking Nubby. Ah, man.
This is how bad Donovan is. Yes. The workhorses did more in a week than Donovan did in a year.
That I believe. His parents should be ashamed of him. He just taking up space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just be better. Just an all around be a better person.
Make us care.
Fucking make us care. And don't do the whole fucking, you know, come at people about their fucking weight and, you know, dick sucking or whatever other immature young fucking wrestlers are doing by trying to gain cheap heat by doing that. Fucking get into the ring and prove to somebody what you could do and put together a fucking Pac-Man promo. Fucking get it from your fucking heart. You know, don't sit there like, well, I'm going to make fun of you because you're fat. Big fucking deal. We all know we're fucking fat. It's not clever. It's boring. Fucking boring to me, Donovan. Boring. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
Speaking of boring, JPH will be taking on Wade Evans.
Who's the boring one in that one?
I don't know at this
point. Yes.
I don't know, so they're going to kick my ass if they see this. It's fine.
You probably won't get a cupcake anymore.
Yeah, no.
It isn't. It's gonna. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a solid match. I mean, both guys are kind of dicks, anyways, and they own it, which you know, you gotta give them respect for that. But you're talking about a former Indiana State champion taking on a former, you know, heavyweight champion, not only SCW, but I think he was also ARW heavyweight champion at one point. Oh yeah, he was actually not too long ago. Yeah, so it could be a solid fucking matchup. I have no doubt that there's going to be some kind of fucking outside interference, whether it be the workhorses or whatever. But...
Oh, workhorses. In this... You know what? Workhorses, I take that back. I don't think you're boring. I just think you suck. Egg.
I think they're boring, but it's spelled B-O-A-R.
Well, they have a board. B-O-A-R-D. They call it plank. I like the workhorses.
There we go.
In a hate way.
The plank has more personality than Donovan.
That's true. Yeah, because Donovan's trash.
Also, I am owed a cupcake, and Mikey Peterson, I miss hating you.
How are you owed a cupcake? Didn't you get a cupcake at their fucking IPW celebration?
They didn't give me a cupcake on the Power Hour 4 months ago, and I'm still upset about it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
They could have emailed it to me. I'm just saying.
Did you get a cupcake at the last IPW show, or were you gone?
I did, and you know something? I grabbed the cupcake and I looked at all that frosting and I thought, that's some yummy frosting. So I just licked the frosting all over because I was just very, very hungry for that specific cupcake. It was good. It was delicious.
Are we still talking about pastries?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, did you eat the cupcake or you just licked the frosting off the top?
Well, I threw the bread. No, I didn't. I ate the whole thing, and I couldn't believe I did. That's proud of me.
The way you just described what you did to that fucking cupcake is a story that's not only told by probably a fucking four-year-old, but somebody who shouldn't be around fucking four-year-olds.
All right. Devil's advocate. Okay, Oreo cookies, right? They had the frosting in the middle. Okay, who doesn't twist the cookie to get the frosting and lick it? You are a sad, strange little man, Travis.
No. I don't if I have milk.
Oh, my God. Do you put it on a fork first and dip it in there?
No.
Dude, trust me. You want to change your fucking life? Take the fucking cookie and shove a fork into the fucking frosting part and dip that whole fucking cookie into the milk. Swear to fucking God. You get the entire submersion of your fucking cookie in the milk without putting your fucking fingers in the milk.
I'd hate to see how you eat peanut butter cups.
I fucking bite them. Dude, trust me. Do you have Oreos in your fucking house?
I'm fresh out.
Shut the fuck up, Pac-Man. This is a serious question in conversation with Nubby now. Do you have Oreos in your house?
Of course I do.
Do you have milk?
I have milk.
You own a fork?
I have many forks.
Try it. It's a fucking game changer, bro. I know you're going to say, like, this is so fucking stupid. And you may come back next week, because I'm going to encourage you to try this. And you may come back next week and fucking, you know, tell me, like, oh, yeah, no, that was so fucking stupid. But deep down, you know in your heart, it was going to be the greatest experience of your fucking life. I'm just saying.
Maybe I can make that a Nubby exclusive.
There you go. Trust me. I get it. It's a waste of a fucking, it's dirty in a fucking fork. But when you're able to submerge the entire fucking cookie into the milk and just fucking bite it off without getting your fucking fingers in the milk, it's a game changer. And I know you'll fucking love it. What Pac-Man did to that fucking cupcake, however, should not be done in fucking public, and shame on you.
Well, now we got the show name. Fork in the Cookie.
God, yeah. Babies, bitches, and cookies.
Yeah.
Speaking of bitches, Eric Schultz.
Oh, come on, man. He's not that bad.
And Nick Diamond, the ARW heavyweight champion, will be taking on Greg Glover and James Creed.
You know what bugs me the most about Schultz and Nick Diamond? And this actually goes to my whole point of characters being different in different places, is the fact that they are a tag team in ARW, but it's not recognized anywhere else. And that bugs me. I still firmly believe that every character should be the same and in every group everywhere that fucking goes. I really do. It's just nutty that it's not. Because I bet in Rocket Pro, Schultz and Diamond would have a fantastic matchup against Coyotes or Idolizer or the Idols or fucking, I don't know, the King of the Six, even though they're on the same team, whatever. But it'd be a fantastic fight. Bro Bros. Oh, God, give me a Schultz Diamond versus Bro Bros match. Fucking A, dude.
Anyways. Hey, as GM, I can make that happen. Right. Oh, next season. I have ideas.
I'm sorry, who are they teaming up against? I missed that part.
James Creed and Greg Glover.
Gotcha. Okay, I remember that. Yeah, because he made the phone call, right?
He made the phone call.
He made the phone call, yeah. That's right. I remember that. Okay, awesome. See, I remember shit. Solid.
All right. That is the card for Saturday for ARW Do or Die. American Legion Post 100. 1899 Central Avenue, Lake Station, Indiana. Doors open at 6 p.m. Bell time, 7 p.m. Tickets are just $15. But there is a show before that called Rocket Pro Wrestling.
That's your cue, Pac-Man.
I know that show. I hear I was watching this newscast the other day, actually about this show, and there was this reporter there. Seems to be a dapper-looking motherfucker. And he did some investigative journalism on Bill Shelley, and if he'll go to it. And we still have no idea what he's doing, but that guy should win a Pulitzer, whoever that is. But anyway, Rocket Pro Wrestling Spring Break is this Saturday, April 13th, at St. Joe's Park, 700 Theodore Street, Joliet, Illinois. Doors open at 4, bell time is at 5, tickets are $15, general admission, $20. For front row. And we have 6 matches on this show. And this is going to be a big show as well, not to be confused with Paul White, because it's a double main event that we have. And we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Are most Rocket Pro shows double main events?
Very occasionally. There was only there were 2 shows with it.
Very occasionally, yeah.
Because there were only 2 shows last season that had it. That was Shamrock Showdown, which had Jay Beck versus Rock and Rivera, and I don't remember what the other match was. And then the other double main event was Kicks on 66, obviously, when Aaron Stone was supposed to go up against Quinn Whittick. And then there was also the VHS Express versus Roxy and Joey, which, funny that I mentioned that, because they're going to be going at it again this show, and then Anything Goes, Texas Tornado match for the Joey and Roxy titles. Joey Roth, Roxy Hart, going up against Steve Arendt, main event Steve, and Shelley of the VHS Express. And this was a challenge that was made in the Ringmaster's Funhouse last month, and Shelley accepted. I know Steve and Shelley have been training for this. They've been really, really preparing for this because they want to make sure that they keep the idols in their place, especially after all the chaos that they caused last season before they faced the last time.
Well, I do have something to say about this, but Nubby seems like he has something to say. So if you want to go first, go ahead.
I am just so over these titles. Rocket Pro Wrestling does not recognize the Roxy and Joey belts as legit titles. So I don't care who wins this match, honestly. I'm at that point. Like, okay, as a GM, I don't care. I'm not biased towards Steve or Shelley. Do I want Joey to get his ass kicked? Of course.
I mean, who doesn't? Unless I'm an idolizer, I don't.
Yeah.
But you're not one yet, so.
Not one yet. Yeah.
It won't be because you'll be home, buddy. You'll be home.
So I just want Joey to get his ass beat, and I want Roxy to shut her mouth. Because when she talks, it's nails on a chalkboard. But starting next season, and I'm going to during the meetings this summer, I am putting, I'm going to say executive order, because why the hell not? It's election season, so let's just say that. Executive order that those titles are to not be in the building ever again next season.
There you go.
They're not legit titles.
Now be Pac-Man 2024. Do it for the fans.
We do it for the fans. Available on tpublic.com, along with the Better Idiot shirt on the JFW store on tpublic.com.
Yeah.
I'm all for Steve having his in-ring moments. I know Shelly,
from the interviews on the LIP and on the Power Hour,
clearly they both had a great time, being in front of their fans and shit. But other than, I guess, pride, there's really nothing on the line in this match. This match isn't more important than the last one. There's no power or control on the line this time. There's nothing except for, as you mentioned, non-recognized championships. They're novelties. They're no different than the LIM championship. It's a title that has a distinguished, it's for one reason only. To fucking give a person who holds it, just extra whatever.
Which, it's cool. It's awesome that it's almost like a, oh God, what the fuck is the word?
Whatever the fucking trophy after a war or something, whatever. A battle trophy. I don't know the actual word. I'm sure I'll figure it out. Or Kyle, tell me. What word am I thinking of?
Go to your calendar, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that Steve and Shelly prayed around with because, they beat them last year. But, again, outside of pride, there's nothing on the line for this match. So it's cool that it's happening for the sake of Shelly and Steve having an in-ring moment. But it's not a match that needed to fucking happen. Steve said numerous times that he would be totally all right wiping his ass with the title and throwing it away. It's like, if it means that very little to you, just give them back the fucking titles.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just give them back and be done. But this is Joey and Roxy now. They're wanting to start this shit up again. And, okay, great. So if they win, they get their titles back. And what's next? They're going to bore us with more shit. Maybe go bring in another fan to try and stay relevant. That's what they did to Pac-Man. Yeah. That's what the idols do. They bring in fans and try to stay relevant. They picked on the wrong fan, apparently, because who won?
Pac-Man. That's right, he did. He mentioned it numerous times that he beat Damian Gray.
But here's the thing.
Ever since it happened, I pinned Damian Gray. That's what he has said.
I pinned him, but it was a collective group LIM effort.
Oh, was it? Oh, you always still missed that part.
Well, it was LIM. C-Red is an LIM. Johnny Nye was inducted in LIM earlier that day. Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah, but you always fail to mention that part. You always talk about your tag partners, C-Red and Johnny Nye, but never the fact that they were LIM members.
They are LIM members.
They are. That's true. I hope they have a great match. Like I said, I hope to be there. I got personal shit that in my life that I got to deal with that may prevent me from being there. But if I'm going for any reason, it is to see Steve in the ring and having his match, because regardless of what people believe him about being a wrestler or not being a wrestler, he's still fucking entertaining. And it's a match I'm going to enjoy seeing. It would mean more if there was something on the line for it. But there really just isn't, other than novelties, so. But awesome. Well, hey, it's a great match to start out with. What else is on this card? Oh, yeah. Also, fucking Maximus Orion mentioning on the LIP that there's people in the back ready to run in and save the day if the idols fucking interfere. What's the problem with banning people from fucking ringside? Like,
well, you can do that, but at the same time, what's to stop anybody from doing it when it's a no disqualification match?
That's right. You know better than anyone.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyways, what other matches are on the Rocket Pro
Rocket Pro match card for spring break.
We also have a 2-on-1 handicap match. We were just talking about Johnny Nye, and this is Johnny Nye's match. Johnny Nye will be going up against Damian Gray and Kevin Cade in a 2-on-1 handicap match. This was a match made by co-general manager Damian Saint.
Makes sense.
The Idols are obviously, they're still upset about his defection at the at Kicks on 66, the last time Stephen Shelley faced off. And they have not yet been able to defeat Johnny Nye. Back in December, they didn't win. Back in February with Flash Harris, before he got injured, love you, Dad. I hope you're doing okay. This is my love for you. They lost the Idols, pronouns, pal, against Flash, and Flash is now injured. So now Johnny's got to do this all on his own against two competitors, which I've shared the ring with, and they are tough guys willing to do whatever it takes.
What does Damian Saint expect to happen booking this match? Like he doesn't really have a dog in the fight in this anymore.
No.
It can't be pettiness. Like, I mean, I'm not understanding, like, why this is happening.
He's allowing
I know you guys don't have, like, veto powers over each other. You know, if one books something, it just happens. So I know it's not like you go and say, no, this isn't happening. He booked it. It's happening. It's finalized and official. It just makes no sense because the Undeniable and the Idols aren't the same group. You know, and the only connection they really have is Damian Saint was appointed general manager after the Idols won, 2 years ago? And he really hasn't done, I mean, obviously I wasn't there at the very beginning, but I've seen like a trickle-down effect about how much Damian Saint gives them. But it just doesn't make sense. I mean, fuck, if he wanted to, he could have stuck Pac-Man in a fucking handicap match. He didn't, thank God. But what does he achieve from putting Johnny Nye in this? Because he has no beef with Johnny Nye. Johnny Nye's not going after the Undeniable.
No, not yet.
I mean, I'm sure he will now.
Oh yeah, and I'll let him do it.
Right.
I mean, it's a ridiculous thing, and it's what he's claiming that the Idols wouldn't leave him alone, kept calling him to make this happen, and. Why? He could have easily said no, but yeah. I don't believe in this crap that he just did it out of, oh, just leave me alone, fine. He knew what he was doing. He one phone call, and he's like, oh, okay, we'll do it. I don't buy his bullshit.
As easy as it is to say yes, it's just as easy to say no.
And it's Damian Saint.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess the only positive is you don't have to worry about any more Idols coming out to attack you because the only two Idols left are the two that are in the ring. And let's face it, Shelley and Roth aren't going to make any type of physical advantage against Johnny Nye. So, but again, you know, Pac-Man's retired, so is C-Red. So, I mean, unless Nye has some friends in the back who are willing to come out in case shit gets bad, he may have to fight this on his own. And I think you guys did mention it's not a all in one matchup. Like they're gonna have to tag in and out. Is that correct?
That is as far as I'm aware.
Yeah. So it might give him a little bit of advantage, but still, yeah.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah. I guess not. I guess I wouldn't say advantage, but more of like a level playing field for a point. But it's still, I mean, it's definitely, you know, tilting one way than another. So we'll see. I mean, Johnny Nye has proven to be a fighter ever since he left the Idols. You know, he definitely shows more of his heart in his wrestling than anything. So we'll see what happens, you know. Either Nye wins or LAM cries. Either way, it'll be a fucking solid night.
So then in May, when you look back on the match, were you crying?
No.
Okay.
No, there's no prorated tears.
Oh, so no retroactive tears. So are you saying you're saving your tears for another day?
Here's the thing.
Weekend?
Nothing. Is there a law in LIM that says I have to like the members of LIM?
I mean, Danny doesn't like Turtle.
See?
Turtle doesn't like Danny.
Can I just like the OG fucking like idols and move on? Like, I don't. Like, honestly, I mean, who gives a shit about Gunderson or Captain Dave or the security guards or the fucking probie that you guys fucking have now, or intern or whoever the fuck it is?
Probie?
I don't know. The fucking dude, man. The fucking new guy who's not officially in, but he's like doing shit for you. I don't fucking know his name.
Oh, Paulo.
Who cares? Idiot. Who cares? Fucking Gunderson's daughter who just never happens to fucking be there. It's just like these people don't matter. Like they just don't fucking matter. Like I'm fine being around Gabagool and you and Turtle and even Double J. The rest of them, fuck them. I don't care.
Even Danny?
Yeah, Danny's okay once in a while. I like Danny when Danny makes sense.
Oh, have fun with that, because you saw the podcast we just did, the way that he left made no sense.
You mean when he fucking talked about peeing on a window because he was locked in the backyard?
That is, yeah.
Makes no fucking sense.
I mean, he was 6 years old, and I mean, we've always known him to have a bit of a soft brain, but we love him anyway.
I don't understand how peeing on the window resolved any of this. It makes no fucking sense.
It wasn't, you know, it wasn't the window's fault. He got locked out. Honestly, it was his fault, because when you think about it, and I may have heard this from somebody, you have a gate. Open the gate. Knock on the door. Hey, Mom, I'm locked out.
Yeah, I said that earlier.
Yeah.
Go to the front. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, do you really want a six-year-old wandering around the front door and, you know, front yard and shit? I get it. You guys lived in a fucking cookie-cutter, fucking small, happy-little-go-lucky fucking neighborhood and shit. But there's fucking creeps everywhere. Dahmer, Gacy, Bundy, Gein.
Oh, they were all my neighbors. I didn't know they lived in that area.
That makes sense. Consider they're all from different places. I don't know. California, Iowa, Wisconsin, but sure.
Technically, Gacy was where I live because Gacy he was in state. Gacy, he was in Stateville.
Gacy 100% was. Gacy was. I think he was more up north. Actually, might have been closer to fucking Nubby than he was to you, but no, he was up north.
Yeah, he was. So he was in Plains, but he was executed in state. And yeah, so
or, not Julia, Crest Hill.
Crest Hill.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I fucking know. I know serial killers, man. I fucking know. Those are the podcasts I listen to outside of fucking my own. I love fucking serial killer podcasts. You know, that's yeah, no, I know that. But like I said, Dahmer was in fucking Wisconsin, Bundy was in California, and I think Gein was Iowa or Missouri or somewhere over there. I think Iowa, but yeah, no, I just fucking thought you shouldn't have locked your fucking brother out of the house. I think that's a fucking shitty thing to do to begin with. But hey, I get it.
It was a complete accident.
Yeah, it's my own fault. I should have been there to watch you guys, Mom. That's on me. My bad. Hey, you know what? You guys grew up to be, you know, well, you. So I grew up fine. Thanks again, Mom, Dad.
But nothing about my brother framing me from peeing on. So you're nothing about my brother framing me for peeing on the toilet seat and all the yellings that I got. No sympathy for that.
When he poured water on the toilet and blamed on you peeing on the seat.
And I got yelled at by my mom.
Were you notorious for peeing on the seat?
No.
That's on you.
How is that on me?
You know what he should have done? You should
Danny have poured. Danny poured the water on the toilet seat to frame me and get back at me.
Did you know it was water?
Or accidentally locking him out? It was
water?
I didn't realize that there was water on the seat.
Okay, so how'd you get?
Mom yelled at me for it. My dad yelled at me for it.
Okay, well, why'd you pee on the seat?
I didn't pee on the seat.
How do we really know that?
It's he literally said in the promo that he did that to get back at me.
Yeah, he also said he peed on a window. I don't know if he even did that. Here's the thing, man. I don't put a lot of stock in what Danny fucking says. He also says he has evidence that he defended that title on the East Coast. And I've yet to see that shit.
I still have yet to see that. I've actually defended the title 3 times.
Here's the thing. When you have Gabagool and fucking Danny saying that they, and we really got to get back to the match card, but when you see them sitting there like, oh, I drank 22 fucking beers at Rocket Pro. No, you didn't. Prove it. There's no fucking evidence that you did it. I don't believe it. I call bullshit. That's how I know I can beat them, because there's no true number to anything they're fucking saying. You know, they're fucking stuffing the fucking ballot box, if you will. Hashtag Florida. But I'm just saying, there's very little evidence that Danny is honest about anything he says. The one thing I will believe him in is that he does have music out on Spotify, because I listen to it. Solid for him.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to drinking, there's no proof that he can fucking handle his booze. There's no proof that he ever beat anybody. I've never seen him drink 22 fucking beers at a fucking wrestling match. Because if he did, he'd probably fucking die. Or throw up. Because everyone I know, there's no way in fucking hell you're drinking 22. Are they 16 or 12-ounce fucking cups?
12-ounce cups.
You tell me one person that's going to drink, what the fuck is that, 244 ounces of beer in a three-hour period? Fuck no. I call bullshit. I don't care. I get that it's a gimmick. I get that it's all fucking, but no, I'm sorry, absolutely not. That's how I know I'd fucking wipe the floor with you guys, because I'm honest. I'll get fucked up, and it'll be amazing. You guys, hey, get it. You're lightweights. You're kids still. It's fine. It's fine. I saw you look at your fucking title. Don't grab it.
I'm not grabbing it. I just wanted to make, I made sure it was still there.
Make sure it's still there. Why, you think somebody walked in and stole it while we were doing this fucking show?
Want to make sure that's not going to be the case. Nobody's stealing that from me. That's.
Yeah. Wait until May, buddy.
Again, you got to, the winner of Danny versus me is who you're going up against.
I'm going to win that fucker in May. I'm going to come onto the JFW podcast. I'm going to drop it in a fucking garbage can.
Oh.
I'm going to Medusa your fucking title. But
that's not nice.
It all depends on if I join the LAM. Like I said, I mean, I'm still a little hurt on how the invitation came about. But hey, it's fine. It's cool. Rocket Pro Wrestling match card. What's the next match?
Match card. Yes. Rocket Pro Spring Break Wrestling. Yes. Eric Schultz will be going up against Shaq Jordan. And Shaq has been interfering in the Undeniables affair. And even last month in the six-man tag against the Undeniable, which also included Damian Saint putting himself in a match, there was a bit of miscommunication between himself and Gunnar Brave, and Shaq got pinned. Now, this was a match that was made by Damian Saint.
Schultz Saturday night, man. You catch him at Rocket Pro or ARW. Good for him. I don't understand why people do that shit. That sounds like an exhausting fucking night, but good for him.
Well, I'm sure he'll be in the main event at one show, and he'll probably start this show, so.
Well, it would definitely have to be the opener of Rocket Pro main event at ARW, because if it's the other around, he ain't fucking making it. Yeah. I mean, Joliet to Lake Station, yeah, sure, it's fucking a straight shot from 80. Still, though.
Speaking of Eric Schultz, Mr. Pac-Man.
Yes, Mr. Nubby.
I think you have something to explain.
Mr. Nubby.
Yeah, so I know there's a lot of conversation on the interwebs, you know, about me lately. And yeah, you know what?
You?
I will admit it.
You.
I do. That sun picture that I took earlier today, that wasn't actually my son. I don't have a kid. That was the son.
Holy shit.
Oh, you're talking about Eric Schultz. Yeah. And you're talking specifically about me sitting with him after the last Rocket Pro show, and then having our meeting interrupted by J.R. Lindsay. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
So I knew that footage was going to come out at some point. And, you know, I'll be quite honest. It has nothing to do with Rocket Pro Wrestling. It has nothing to do with LIM. So, as you all know, I am I got a degree in political science. And in his briefcase, does everybody know that Eric Schultz has a copy of the Constitution? He has it printed out
albeit, but he always keeps that thing on him, as the kids say. Do the kids say that? Anyway. So knowing that I am a bit of a constitutional scholar, if you will, he had a couple questions about the Quartering Amendment, saying that the government can't quarter troops in people's homes. And I'm very familiar with that amendment, which I believe is the Third Amendment. And if I'm wrong on that, it'll be really funny, but I do believe it is the Third Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And that's what we were talking about. I know it sounds incredibly specific, and it sounds like complete and utter bullshit, but that is 100% true, because he thought it was about quarters. Because J-Beck was asking him about this because he's trying to buy more Girl Scout cookies. He ran out of dollars. His checks bounced, right? And he had no money. So he thought quartering meant that anybody with the last name paycheck could get as many quarters as they want. What does he think this is, Chuck E. Cheese? So yeah, I had to confirm with Eric Schultz that that is not the case. And it's all about putting soldiers in private homes. So that is my explanation.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm explaining this, my side of the story.
This is what you wanted, Nubby?
I wanted to know why he was sitting with Eric Schultz.
And I'll give you what you want. And there's always a
sorry that I have. Because dude, now I know it involved J-Beck the bounce check. So now I will forever hate this part of the show. And dude, we can move on from here and get into the rest of the Rocket Pro card. Because now...
Holy fuck.
Because J-Beck sucks.
God damn it.
Let's move
next match, Pac-Man. Holy shit.
So,
I was waiting for an end that I thought was never going to come.
Hey, you wanted an explanation. What's that Rian phrase? I'll give you what you want, but there's always a catch.
All you could have just told me J-Beck was involved, and I would have been like, okay, move on.
Say less. So next match we have is Koalaxamana with Kaylise going up against Christian Rose. Now, there's a lot of swing of allegiances within TDC. Last month, it was Deshane and Hopkins versus Berna and Christian Rose. And then Christian hit Nuke. And it was that made Berna go back to reality to come to Nuke's defense. And after all of that happened, Nuke came to the back and told them, quote, they all need to do something fucking about it, or else he was going to take care of it himself. Now, Christian Rose, I don't know if he's feeling guilty about this, but his head isn't on straight, and he's going up against the Hawaiian Hitman.
So Nuke came to me and wanted to request somebody to face Christian Rose at this show. I'm like, you know what? Since Christian Rose hit you, you choose whoever you want, and whoever it's going to be, it'll be official. And he chose Koa.
Solid pick. What is it with Rocket Pro where all these backstage people need to get involved in shit? Shelly, Steve, Nuke, Saint. I mean, how many times have you seen me leave the commentator's table and get involved in shit? Why can't people just be more like Travis and just let fucking life happen?
I mean, Pac-Man, I go out there.
Fucking Pac-Man's one of them. Well, yeah, but you're the exception, man. You're a former wrestler. You still wrestle actively at other places. I don't involve you in it's just it's them, you know? I mean, how many matches have Nuke had in Rocket Pro Wrestling?
One or two, but it was very early on.
Yeah, see, he's a backstage guy now. You know, if you don't want to get punched in the mouth by Christian Rose, don't go out in the middle of a Christian Rose match. You know how I've never been struck in the mouth by somebody before? Because I don't get in the ring. And the one time I did, I was hosting an IPW and I got attacked by the workhorses. Live and learn. If you don't want to get punched in the mouth, stay out of the ring. I mean, come on now. Is it that fucking hard? come on now. If Pac-Man would have just sat there instead of getting in the face of fucking Damian Gray, he never would have been attacked. I'm just saying. Just, sit there.
I mean, I don't want to relitigate everything that happened, but...
Oh, you don't have to. I saw everything that happened. It was 100% on you.
Yeah, and it wasn't. So we'll agree to disagree.
That's a lie. It was on you for provoking him, and it's on him for not being the bigger person and walking away. I will say that.
I mean,
you did provoke him. Yeah. You cannot say you didn't provoke him. You did provoke him. But he should have been the bigger man as a professional wrestler and learn to walk away from it and not allow fans to get under his skin like the way he allowed it to happen. So,
but regardless, I think it had a happy ending in the fact that we got to enjoy a fine Dutch waffle type thing.
Yeah. Agreed. You had a really great moment with Damian Gray. You did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you.
Yeah, and I hit him with an elbow, too, so that was pretty cool.
You did, yeah. I know, we've seen many videos of it. We've talked about it several times. We've talked about the things you have done. Yes, absolutely.
But it was stuff we did as a collective.
Yeah, you were just there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Koa and Christian Rose, no doubt, probably going to be one of the hardest hitting matches of the night. Koa likes to throw himself as a fucking like human missile at people and shit, and I've seen Christian Rose fuck up a lot of people at Rocket Pro Wrestling even before he had this new fucking attitude. So keep Kalise off the fucking ring, Kalise, whatever. Keep her off the fucking ring because I'm sure fucking Rose will fucking swing and strike her at one point too. Now he'll probably feel bad about it, but I don't think dude pays attention to where his fucking hands and feet are going. So
keep her off the fucking ring. I don't think he'll feel bad.
Well, it's just easier if she just stays off the fucking ring. I mean, come on now. We saw it in the Mr. Boat Classic. She cost fucking Koa the opportunity to be a number one contender at a championship at Power Entertainment because she got involved. Stop getting involved. Just be out there. Look pretty. Hit your fucking sticks together. Walk around, Fucking people ogle you. Fucking just, that's what it is. Just stop. Stop getting involved. Don't do it. So, which, again, I know she's a tough fucking person, but still, stop getting involved. Anyways, go ahead.
We also have a contract signing at for this what? Show for a match between the Ryan Matthews and Maximus O'Ryan.
I thought that was in May. Done.
Nope. There is going to be a match in May and they're going to be signing the contract for it.
What?
let's look at it this way. Let's look at it this way, right? So sure. back in September, during the rematch between Rion and Maximus for the Intercounty Championship, Ryan interfered and caused the disqualification, costing Maximus the match.
Okay.
And throughout the season, the Undeniable have been going after Maximus, costing him a match with Damian Gray in October by Eric Schultz dressing as The Undertaker.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
And they, there was the bouncy ball match in December, the Battle Balls.
I was there. Saw it. Yep. Yeah.
And they've been going back and forth all about Fortnite. They had Pick Your Poison last month.
Yeah.
Where they picked each other's opponents.
Okay.
Ryan attacked Maximus in his own home at one point.
Yeah, I saw the footage, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is something that's been heating up, and no matter what people do, it's not going away.
Okay. What title's on the line?
There is no title on the line.
What's the special stipulation for the match?
We don't know.
So then why the fuck is there a contract signing?
It's a big match. It's a high stakes.
How is that a big match? The only reason there's a contract signing is because the dude owns the fucking company. There's no high stakes.
It is a high stakes.
Why?
Because Wild Card is going to be there from Fortnite. Ooh. Wild Card from Fortnite.
What does that matter?
It's high stakes.
What does high stakes mean? Dude, I don't play fucking Fortnite. If you're playing some kind of pun right now,
It's not a pun. Well, it's not a pun I made.
What is it? What do you mean by high stakes? Nothing's on the line, and there's no definitive fucking match stipulation. So unless you tell me something special about this match, other than the fact that some character from a video game is going to be there, the only reason this contract signing is happening is because Maximus Orion owns the company and he needs fucking spotlight. So tell me why this match is important.
So here's actually a good way to transition this. The flyer was released today for this, and Nubby, you're on it with Damian Saint.
Why are you transitioning this? You didn't answer my question.
Because I want to get some context on this now that I'm thinking about it a little more.
That's fine, but you still have yet to answer me. What do you mean by high stakes when it comes to whatever character is going to be from Fortnite?
I'm just reading off the cards. Don't go to the messenger.
Is this a pun off of
It's a Fortnite pun. It is a Fortnite pun.
Okay, explain it.
I don't play Fortnite as often.
Only one man can explain this, and that's Maximus Orion.
And he doesn't listen to the show, so I'll never get an answer on why this is high stakes.
He did mention on the LIP about what's happening. I still have yet to see the contract, so I don't know what's in it, and I don't know the stipulations. I don't know if I need to add stuff to it, if Dana needs to add stuff to it. There's supposed to be a meeting this week.
Pac-Man has if it was discussed on the LIP, then Pac-Man should be able to pull up and we could hear it.
Do we have time for that?
We'll be fine. If we go over, I'll fucking convert it a different way. I'm fine with it. Because that's what I'm saying. Unless you can prove to me this is nothing more than just an owner trying to get spotlight on him, it makes no fucking sense that this is a contract signing. It makes no fucking sense to me. Like I said, I don't want to be the dick about it. I get it. You know, if I had my own company, I'd want to have the spotlight on me too. But it just doesn't make sense that there's a contract signing for a one-on-one match for a feud that hasn't really been relevant other than fucking fighting back and forth. Nothing else. No titles. No, like, if you win, I quit, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. So tell me why this is important.
And anyway, I found the clip, so I will play it. Yeah,
thank you.
Want to tell us a little bit about what this contract signing is all about?
There you go. So obviously I have a few strings that I can pull via Epic Games and Fortnite because of my connections. So not only did I have the Black Knight at Shamrock Showdown, but now I need somebody that's going to mediate this contract signing the way that it's supposed to be. And the only person that I could think that, you know, for a price would be willing to do it would be Wildcard. He's very good with this kind of thing. High stakes, obviously, you know, lots of, I'm trying to think of the right word here. He's used to working by himself to take down large amounts of people, right? That is what I'm doing with the Undeniable. And he knows that. I'm kind of screwed in this situation. Now, I will have Turtle out there, but I don't throw my ownership power around the way that Saint throws his GM power around. So at the snap of his fingers, I could have Schultz, Steve Michaels, the Kings of Six, all out there, and I have not been like, okay, well, where's Aaron Stone? Well, he's getting ready for a match. Where's this guy? Where's this guy? Where's this guy? So I need somebody out there on my side other than Turtle. So this is the only guy I could think to get. Now, I can't say too much more than that. We're just going to have to see how the contract signing goes. Jesus Christ.
It's a zoom in of turtle face.
I did not need to see turtle's nose hairs.
I didn't mean to zoom that far, Nick.
It's no more straw.
The technology.
Yeah, we got the straw out from the news.
This is called, this is like high definition, all right?
Oh, we got the point. That's enough of that.
Okay, so that didn't answer my question at all.
Yep, we still don't know what it is, but here's the real question about this. About a year ago, right, there was another contract signing. Damian Saint's going to be involved not just in this one, but he wasn't also involved in the last one. Who's going to be turned into an inanimate object this year? That's my question.
Like, Giggle's not going to be there?
He's busy fixing the roller coasters up at Indiana Beach. Somebody's got to show us there's more than just corn in Indiana.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, have a contract signed. That's fine. That's cool. Other than Maximus Orion needing to have a moment on a Rocket Pro show, it makes no sense that the contract sign's happening. And if that makes me the dick and that sours me in the eyes of the Shelley, so be it. But as a wrestling fan, the contract signing, if there's nothing at stake other than a pun for the guy, it just doesn't make sense to me. It's lackluster. It's not a title match. There's not a specialty going on. Like, there's nothing that makes me say, I need to see this segment. This would be my smoke break moment if I went to Rocket Pro Wrestling. Because it means and leads to nothing. Like I said, if I'm a dick for saying it, so be it. But as a fan, that's the perspective of it.
All I know is, I still have to look over the contracts and find out what's happening because, do we need a contract signing? I don't think we do. This might be another Damian Saint thing, especially with Ryan Matthews involved. So this could be another thing. This could be another setup. Damian. This could be a setup. And
that's right. Okay. See, if it is a setup, then it makes sense. Because, like I said, you didn't put this together. Damian did. And how the fuck are they not going to show you the contract 5 days before the fucking show?
This is Damian Saint.
Man. Oh, man. Damian, get your shit together.
Put it all in a bag and get it all together.
That's right.
Okay. With your beard hairs, because he shaved his beard.
Yeah, he did. That was unfortunate. All right, contract sign. What's next?
For the RPW Championship, undeniable Steve Michaels with Damian Saint in his corner, going up against Aaron Stone. And Turtle, this was a match that you made immediately after last month when Michaels became RPW Champion. And Michaels' dominance throughout the past few months, going up against opponents and taking them down. Darius Luttrell, Lennox Lyonne, the list goes on and on. Culminated finally in his title win. And in addition, going into this match, Steve Michaels seems to be a little hot because he actually defended the title in Hawaii.
Which, by the way, Saint had no authority to do that. I am all for champions defending their titles at other places. But when it comes to something like that, the entire company up of management, including me, needs to be aware of this, especially when there's already a number one contender in play. Aaron Stone is the number one contender. If he had been okay with it, I would have signed off on it. I wouldn't have signed off if Aaron Stone didn't want that to happen. He's number one contender. So Damian Saint went above my head, which does all the time. He does. He throws his fucking weight around as usual, thinking he can do what the fuck he wants, which I will address this Saturday. I'm going to be addressing a lot with that man. Let me tell you. It was wrong of him to do that. And it's a disrespectful to Rocket Pro Wrestling and to the number one contender, Aaron Stone. And just completely against the rules. That was a situation where everybody in Rocket Pro needed to be aware of before it took place. Now, as for Aaron Stone being number one contender, I made him number one contender. I'd let him get his rematch because I know he got screwed. Was I down and out? Yeah. But that was because I was attacked by the other general manager, which is another thing I will be addressing this Saturday at Spring Break. And I know Aaron Stone wasn't going to turn it down. So he's getting his rematch, rightfully so. Now I know Koa Laksamana might have been next because he wants, Steve Michaels, but I talked to him and he understands my situation. He totally gets it. He will get Steve Michaels eventually. But this one's for Aaron Stone because he did get screwed.
God, I fucking love GM fucking Nubby. Fuck yeah, buddy.
I do what's right.
And last but not least, we have the second main event of the double main event. It is for the RPW Tag Team Championships with the final level Shogun and Marche going up against Kings of Six, Skylar Reed and Devin August, and the man who's confused about constitutional provisions, J-Beck the Bounce Check. And this was another match you granted last month, almost within the same breath of granting Aaron Stone his rematch.
And I guess you could say I was a matchmaking machine.
You were. You were a mean green turtle matchmaking machine.
That's a lot to say, but
it is. It was accurate. I was there. I saw. Now, Skylar Reed. The past few months has really seemed to have a lot of conflict within him. He's seems very unsure with things going on within the Undeniable and reluctant to do stuff with Devin August. I mean, I can remember a few months back when they were getting ready to finish a match that they had and Skylar was just incredibly hesitant to hit their finish, but ultimately did, and you could see that conflict on his face. Are they going to be able to get on the same page to take on the final level? Or is the final level just going to run through them?
I think the final level is just going to run through him. I think Skylar Reed's starting to realize he's in that fucking afterthought in the Undeniable.
Yep. I agree with that. I also agree with that the final level will run through him. But I had to prove a point that, Damian Saint doesn't give a shit about anybody. Not even his own crew at this point.
Yeah.
They even Devin August at times, even though he's not on the same page as Skylar Reed, he wants titles. He wants the tag team titles. Even if he's not in it with Skylar right now, they still want the titles. And Saint wouldn't give it to him. I decided, you know what? It's within my budget, because my budget's kind of low right now because of something I made in May involving the three rings. Gotta do what I gotta do. So this is actually gonna come out of Damian Saint's money anyway, since they're his guys, so it's all good. I got to prove a point that I care about Rocket Pro Wrestling, and I care about the, you know, the roster. Damian Sandow's in it for himself. And at some point, maybe Ryan Matthews, Eric Schultz, they'll see it. Maybe not so much Ryan Matthews, because he's an idiot.
Treated. But, and he sucks at Fortnite.
And then you got J-Beck, who's a follower, so that's whatever. Go tripping up backstage or something.
I understood that reference.
And I witnessed it too. So I need to prove again. I had to prove a point. I care, and that's why I gave Kings of the Six their tag team title shot. Do I think they're gonna win? Probably not. They're not on the same page. Final Level will probably run through them, but I'm giving them what they want. And if they don't get on the same page, they're not going to beat the Final Level.
Hmm.
So it's pretty much do or die, guys.
Damn.
But just remember, I gave you the title shot, not your guy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What else at Rocket Pro Wrestling?
That is it. That is the whole card of Rocket Pro Wrestling Spring Break, which you can catch this Saturday, April 13th, at St. Joe's Park at 700 Theodore Street. Doors open at 4 o'clock p.m. 5 o'clock is when the bell rings. Tickets are $15 for general admission and $20 for front row.
And I'll state again that I will, at some point during the show, don't know when, but I will address Damian Saint face to face.
Nubby's dropping a pipe bomb, baby.
What about Captain Dave? Captain Dave.
Commentator Tots. Loaded tater tots. Cheese. Bacon. All you can have. Well, you know, as much as the boat that they put it in will provide. But it'll be there. Commentator Tots. As a tribute to Main Event Steve. Shelley. My grandpa. And Professor Blackburn.
You know, I was also a commentator at one time.
And Travis T.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It happened once. I get why it's on there. That's why it's forgettable. If I do go, I'll probably end up getting those. But I'm really excited to see what they're releasing in May. Because he made it sound like it was going to be something really fucking good.
All to be determined.
I know. Don't look at me like you have no idea what I'm talking about. He mentioned it.
Did?
On your podcast, he's like, yeah.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I have these insider secrets that you think I have, then I don't have them.
It's not insider secrets. It happened on your podcast. He said that he has something really cool coming in May, but he just can't talk about it right now.
Yeah, I know he said that, so I can't. I don't know what it is. It's just something real cool. You're going to have to wait and see.
You are an idiot.
Better idiot. With a belt I decided not to show, and I've had a lot of restraint. I just want to say that.
You have 30 days not to piss me off, because I will bail on this fucking LIM idea.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
There's a chance. I've been saying that.
So you're saying you might go to that.
I'm saying I might go to that.
Oh. Well, actually, you may go to that, because the show's in May. Oh.
I'm not going.
I'm May the 4th.
Yeah.
I decided I'm not going because of what you just did.
What did I do?
You existed. That's your fucking problem.
I can't help it. I haven't died yet.
You continue to be you on a daily fucking basis. This is why me and your mother have a problem with you.
My dad thinks I'm pretty cool, that means.
Yeah, not your real one.
Flash thinks I'm pretty cool.
No, he doesn't.
Well, Flash is my real dad.
That's true, and he does not think you're cool at all.
Think so.
Well, he did disown you over your corn beef.
But comment. We did. Okay, so we did talk that over. Why are we talking about that? Danny hasn't even called Dad to check in and see how he's doing. It's a wonder why he's out of his will.
Yeah.
Because Danny is a selfish bastard.
Leave it to Pac-Man. He finally gets to talk about the LIM. He's just throwing him under the fucking bus.
Solid. I mean, I'm going to give him this. Danny, he can drink. That's for sure.
Awesome. Way to compliment him after I showed that you were just throwing him under the bus. So, yeah, you know, that was heartfelt and real. Yeah. Solid.
He can drink. He's got a powerful liver. But I got the liver that makes people quiver because I'm the LIM champ. I've defended the belt successfully. When he had that belt, he never defended it once. He always talked about it.
Yeah.
He always said that he was going to do it. And in this life, there's people that are going to talk about things they're going to do and those that actually do them. There's a big, big difference. And he's a talker. And I'm a doer. And when we do our thing, whenever that is, when I put that belt on the line against him in a drinking contest, the thing that I am going to do is win. And I'm not going to talk about how I'm going to win because I'm just going to do it.
Remember earlier when I was talking about how good you are at promos because you put your heart into it?
Yeah.
You proved me wrong.
Hey!
Is there anything else wrestling related we got to talk about?
Nope.
All right. Next week, as far as I can tell, is going to be a full fucking show. Obviously, we're going to cover the results of ARW and ARW and RPW, but we also going to have match cards for SCW, I believe, Frontline, CSW, POW Entertainment, and I think Dreamwave.
You might be right.
Damn. Yeah. I literally looked at the calendar last night while watching WrestleMania trying to get this all figured out. But I think we're going to have 5 match cards and 2 results to cover next week. So it'll definitely be a full card. So hopefully I can tone down my rants and shit and we'll be able to get all the information out in a timely manner. Until then, guys, make sure you follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter just by searching Just Freakin' Wrestling, the JFW podcast. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube so you can catch the video release of our podcast. Or if you prefer the audio, search JFW on wherever you listen to podcasts and we'll show up. Tuesday, tomorrow night, Power Hour, who's the guest?
It is what I was about to tell you about. It's the Chicago Bear Hug Undeniable Steve Michaels. Chicago Bear Hug, Steve Michaels.
Awesome. So go home, show for Rocket Pro Wrestling. I guarantee you Steve says that at least twice. Mm-hmm. Steve Michaels will be the guest. Awesome, cool. Guys, that's all I got.
I believe we can
ring the bell on this episode.
Perfect. As always, I am Travesty.
And I am Nubby, the Amazing Turtle, Cowabunga.
And I am the LIM champion who, you know, has a lot of collective efforts with the LIM. Pac-Man, stay lovely, stay intoxicated.
And thank you for listening to another episode of Just Freak Wrestling, the JFW Podcast.